Chapter 3
"Rise and shine," Regan Pascoli ordered from the open doorway of her son's bedroom. Posters of grunge and heavy metal bands battled for space on the walls and ceiling, with oversized pictures of pro basketball players. Clothes, DVDs, and dishes, complete with the dried-on remains of spaghetti or pizza, littered the floor, desk, and top of the small television. In a word, the 10x10 room in the basement was a sty. No response from the huge lump in the middle of the futon he'd claimed as his bed. "Hey, Jeremy, did you hear me? It's time to get up for school." This time she heard a grunt. "You know you're not out of the woods yet. One more tardy and Mr. Quasdorf is going to..." "I don't give a rat's ass what Quasdorf will do," her son declared, throwing back the covers. Glaring at the ceiling, he looked so much like her first husband, Regan felt as if she'd been kicked in the gut. "He's so damn gay. I wouldn't be spouting that off, especially to his wife and kids." Jeremy rolled morosely out of bed, and Cisco, their mottled terrier of some kind, hopped onto the floor. Cisco was 10 and graying, but still thought he was a puppy. "I could use a little privacy," Jeremy groused, all 6'2" of him. Regan sipped her coffee and didn't move. "I get it, Mom, okay? And give your sister a ride to junior high." "I know." He glanced at her with eyes still filled with sleep, and she saw only a glimmer of the happy-go-lucky kid he'd once been. Now he was trying to grow a soul patch, scraggly, uneven whiskers, a darker spot on his chin, and talking about getting tattoos and piercings despite her protests that he wait at least until he was 18. If only his father was still alive. If only Joe hadn't been a hero and died in the line of duty. If only I'd been a better wife. Jeremy nearly ran into her as he made his way up the stairs to the single bathroom and slammed the door. Through the thin panels, she heard him turn on the shower, and as the water warmed up, flip up the toilet seat and pee like a racehorse. Things would have been better if Joe had lived, she thought. No, check. Change that. Things would have been different. That much she knew. Better? That was just conjecture. She walked the few steps to the kitchen where